The announcement that Court and Fatboy and KUFO tried to wheedle out of me for about 10 minutes yesterday. They were unsuccessful, by the way. Haha, charade you are. We got that. Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio is going to be here. We're going to replay Scotty J's top five summer songs of all time because they freaking fantastic. It was a great top five list. You know, because you've taken your life in your hands, you have somebody else do the top five. They're really good. We'll do that, and your phone calls, all that. Like us at 3, world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Don't forget, tonight is Phil Hendry's final broadcast. He retires from the world of radio. Phil Hendry's final broadcast tonight. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this on AM 970. Solid state radio. Don't go anywhere.
What a fun and a once again. Back is the incredible. Rhyme animal. The uncannibal. Public enemy number one. 5 points say three. And I got them. Then I tell them never really never had a gun. But it's the way to determine it. It's fun. Gotta got me in a cell. Put my record they sell. For the fun of life.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Hey, what's going on? What's that? You're lonely. You're lonely because you don't have a lady? You don't have a lady because you don't have a car? You don't have a car because you don't have good credit? Well, have you heard of Metro Auto Wholesale? Because it just so happens that they specialize in people with bad credit. Not only that, they've been around for about a quarter century. More importantly, they are the originators when it comes to helping people out that don't have the best credit.
Well, that's cool, man, but I'll bet they only have three Yugos and a Gremlin to choose from.
No. As a matter of fact, Metro Auto Wholesale covers three whole city blocks. They've got 500 newer, late model, low mileage, quality pre-owned vehicles, and not only that, most are still under factory warranty. Head to Metro Auto Wholesale at 72nd and Southeast Foster Road. With 28 lenders competing for your business, they will hook you up no matter what your credit's like. Call them 503-777-CARS, click them, MetroAutoWholesale.com, or check them out in person on the corner of Southeast 72nd and Foster Road.
The Rose and Raindrop Restaurant and Public House in Portland reminds everyone each year thousands of cases of missing children are reported. If you have any information concerning a missing child, call your local authorities. This message from the Rose and Raindrop Restaurant and Public House, 532 Southeast Grand Avenue in Portland. Well known for their fresh oysters and the best tasting food served to your perfection with great spirits. Call for their specials, 238-6996. Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-281-6105. 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-281-6105.
Hello there. Did you know that Jiggles is the perfect place to relax after a hard day's work? We open at 3 p.m. daily and have more girls on the floor in the afternoon than most clubs have all night long. There are over 75 girls on the schedule, and new girls are starting almost daily. You can watch the show on one of our stages, treat yourself to a table dance, or try a dance in our VIP area. So why don't you come in after work and let one of the beautiful girls at Jiggles help you relax? Jiggles is open 7 days a week for adults 18 and up, and the doors open daily at 3 p.m. We're easy to find, just off I-5 in Tualatin at exit 289. Look for the big Jiggle sign or call 503-692-3655 for directions. And don't miss amateur night every Tuesday night at Jiggles. See you after work. The best wiggles are at Jiggles.
You're in a club, and it's not a dance hall, or a pub, or college bar. It's the I Am a Big Fat Loser Club. And that means even though you're an intelligent male with something to offer, you're driving an outdated gas guzzler that doesn't help your first impression or your ability to buy drinks. So do yourself a favor. Walk towards the door, get out of the club you're in, and walk into Team Latest Motors, where you can become a member of the hottest club in America. Better known as Club Harley-Davidson. At Team Latest Motors, we have over 250 new and used Harleys and other models to choose from. So next time you're on the scene, you can arrive in style with enough money left over to afford some of your own. Shop online at latest-hd.com and get everything you need for your next adventure. From bikes and accessories to the latest motor clothes and gear. Team Latest Motors, located off I-205 in Gladstone, exit 11 under the giant American flag, or on the web at latest-hd.com. We're not just a motorcycle dealer. We're motorcycle people.
Attention investors, how do you protect yourself against world uncertainty and rising inflation? With an investment in gold. The price of gold has doubled in the past 5 years, and now experts are predicting gold has the potential to exceed $1,000 per ounce, and some say even more, much more. Tap into the power of gold with a free Gold Investors Kit. Call Goldline at 1-800-605-0172. Goldline has been the nation's premier gold investment company since 1960. With an investment of as little as $1,000, gold can diversify your savings, increase your growth potential, and protect your financial assets in today's unstable market. Call Goldline for your free Gold Investors Kit. 1-800-605-0172. Call right now and also ask for your free CD, How to Invest in the 2006 Gold Bull Market. Call Goldline now. 1-800-605-0172. That's 1-800-605-0172.
Find us online at 970.am.
Building.
Yes, that's 970.am. This is AM 970.
Solid
State Radio. The phone lines are open. Call Rick Emerson at 503-733-2970. This is AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on AM 970 Solid State Radio. It's KCMD AM Portland. FYI. Appreciate you coming by. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if the urge strikes you. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. Here's what's coming up. Tim Riley at the City Desk later on. Also, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop going to be joining us. Later this hour, we have a very big announcement coming your way. The one that we've been teasing for the last, I don't know, whatever, 2 or 3 days, something like that. We'll also play probably either right after we do the announcement or immediately preceding the announcement. We'll play this soundbite. It's like 6 minutes long, and I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until either right before or right after we do the actual announcement. There's 6 minute segment that you may have heard if you were listening to KUFO last night. You may have heard our good friends Court and Fatboy having a bit of sport with Rick Emerson. So we'll get to that. What else? Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio is going to be here as well. And then we've got. Here's the thing. The emails about the mystery sound, they started off as sort of amused, then it was bemused, then it was perplexed, then it was fascinated. Now the emails are starting to plane off in one of two very distinct areas. The sound about the mystery noise, which I don't even want to play now. It's like I don't even want to touch the button. Because I know that when I do it, I know that every time I do that, an angel has its wings torn off, the baby Jesus cries, and all of us come a little bit closer to insanity. So, I don't, and I don't even know at this point if it's really going to be a prize that, you win having the sound attached to you for the rest of your life. Because I think that's the conclusion we came to the other day, is that the person who, that guy Dan, Dan was like, if I guess the mystery sound, can I be Mystery Noise Dan and have it play every time he calls in? Here's the thing. We are having some sort of a Skinner box Pavlovian thing going on here, where the mystery sound, I believe, is actually making people kill. That's just a supposition. I can't really confirm at this point that that's true.
People are hearing voices in their heads.
It's not just voices, and it's not just in their head. I'll read you some emails here in a few. So we'll get to that. What we're going to do today is we'll take a few, this hour, we will take a couple more clarifying questions about the mystery noise. In other words, a clarifying noise is not, Rick, if I give you $100, will you tell me what it is? A clarifying noise is not, Rick, please to tell me what is it. A clarifying noise is like, is it beige, you know, or what was that guy yesterday? The guy yesterday was like, does it have, was something like, is it covered in, I don't know, weeds or something. There was some clarifying question. You know what I mean? So we'll get to that. Before we do anything else, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our former godlike program director, the one and only Bruce Agler. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon.
How was your day going?
Well, so far so good. I do believe you were wanting to ask me some question, but now I've already forgotten what it was.
Well, welcome to my world. We have this news story. Where was it? Grounds for Coffee or someplace? Mm-hmm. There's some coffee shop.
Yes.
It was in Vancouver. Now, who even knew that they had, like, phones there? They busted some guy in Vancouver because the coffee shop had, like, a Wi-Fi. It was a hotspot. And so he would come and just sit in the parking lot and just use their Wi-Fi. And I guess they finally had him busted. He was charged with theft of services, Tim?
And then they found out he was a level 1 sex offender.
Oh, I didn't
doing a little investigation.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
Well, the sex offender part, perhaps.
That may have exacerbated the situation ever so slightly.
Yeah. As far as I knew it, I guess this has been a little bit up in the air as to whether that might be illegal to use somebody's Wi-Fi if they don't actually allow you to do it, but for the most part, if they don't encrypt it, it's been my understanding that there's really nothing strictly illegal about it. You know, it's one of those hazy areas.
So because now someone, we'll call him Tim Riley, has a neighbor whose Wi-Fi is bleeding right into his place.
Right.
And I know that someone, we'll call him Bruce, also had that.
At my old place, I used to pick up, because if you're downtown where I used to live, you can pick up all kinds of stuff. There's the free from the guys who do the free service downtown.
Right.
I wasn't able to get that at my house, but some of the neighbors would not have their thing encrypted, and now I'm sort of in the opposite situation where now I am paying for internet access, and occasionally I do find people have jumped onto mine.
Now is there any way to tell that somebody is using it?
You know how to work your router software. You just go and there's a little all different kinds of pages that show who's, which computers are on your router right now. And you can even look back and see who's been on and off over some days or periods of time, however long it saves. And if you don't really want people jumping on, it's not that hard to set up the encryption.
Fantastic.
And I do believe it has been determined to be, if you're actually a real hacker type and you get on somebody's router that is using encryption, that would probably be illegal.
All right. Okay.
But if somebody is not using encryption, I don't know that it's, I don't think it's really been decided that it was illegal. But and especially if this coffee shop, I would assume they have free service for people in the coffee shop, so how can they say that it would not be, you'd not be able to use it in their parking lot?
No, I'm just saying. I don't really know. These are all gray areas.
I guess their issue was he was not buying coffee.
Well, yeah, I can understand they're concerned about that, but if they're actually providing free internet service, I'm not, I don't know. You could limit it to the interior of the coffee shop, not the exterior.
Yeah, he wasn't really buying coffee, and he was lurking in a raincoat.
He should have held up a flag, I guess, and ordered a coffee and had him bring it out to his car or something.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Godlike Program Director Bruce Agler. Thank you, sir. All right, it's 503-733-2970. All right, here's what we're going to do. It is 1:13. I'm going to read you this email. I'm going to take a couple calls. I believe at that point, at that juncture in the program, we will have to break so we don't get terribly behind, because we got to get Jim Roop from, he's not even at Los Angeles. Actually, they've got him. Jim Roop is in Arizona. He's in Sedona today because he has the wildfire apparently. The wildfire is taking a break from decimating California. It has moved to Arizona this year. So it's moved to Arizona for the summer.
That must be where all the rich people move, because fires love to destroy rich people's homes. They do not destroy the homes of poor people.
Well, fires are sort of like hurricanes. It's sort of like an inverse. Mm-hmm. Because when's the last time you heard about a hurricane destroying a really wealthy retirement community? Never. It never happens.
Well, smart people don't live in that area.
No,
they moved away a long time ago.
Hurricanes and tornadoes go Like, as soon as they see, like, a pawn shop somewhere, or like a, you know, like any sort of a store that has a cowboy hat in the logo, they go right for that. Wildfires, though, wildfires seek out swimming pools and, like, statuaries and anything where, like a topiary. Like, if you've got shrubs in your yard that have been cut into the shape of any exotic animal, a wildfire will come and destroy everything you own.
But it's okay, because it'll all be rebuilt in, say, 2 or 3 weeks.
out of the scrap homes of poor people. out of the...